He was still gazing out the window when someone knocked quietly on his office door. His eyebrows rose, and he turned with a frown. It was late afternoon, and his calendar had been thankfully clear for a change. But the pattern of knocks, 2-1-3-2, was his secretary's warning code that he had an important visitor. He turned away from the window, crossed quickly to his desk, and settled into the chair behind it. "Come," he called in a pleasant tone, preparing to rise in artful surprise as his unexpected guest was ushered in. As it happened, he didn't have to pretend to be surprised after all. "Ambassador, Master Kiley would like a few moments of your time," Gerald Morris, his secretary, said. "Of course," Dragoner said automatically. "Thank you, Gerald." "You're welcome, Ambassador." Morris withdrew with his normal, quiet efficiency, and Dragoner settled his professional diplomat's expression into place as he found himself alone with his visitor. Rolf Kiley was a tallish man, with the light complexion and fair hair which was common in the Republic, but which still seemed odd to Dragoner's Carisian eyes. He was of middle years, with a strong nose which suggested, correctly in his case as it happened, that he was related to the powerful Stonar clan. In fact, he was Lord Protector Gregor's fourth cousin, and his name was not Rolf Kiley. It was Avram Houston, Lord Avram Houston, and he was a mid-level official in the Republic's foreign ministry. Precisely what he did there was something of a mystery to most people, although his relationship with the Lord Protector undoubtedly suggested several interesting possibilities. Sir Regis Dragoner didn't need any suggestions, however. He was one of the relatively small number of people who knew that Lord Avram was his powerful cousin's finger on the pulse of the Republic's relations with the realms which were most important to it. And he was also the conduit through which the Republic's ruler sometimes passed particularly sensitive messages or bits of information to someone else's ambassador. Of course, no one, not even, or especially, Lord Protector Gregor, was going to admit anything of the sort, and so Houston's alternative persona as Master Rolf Kiley. Dragoner knew perfectly well that the masquerade never fooled anyone, but that wasn't really the point. It provided a degree of official separation. It was certainly no more far-fetched than the pretense that the Knights of the Temple Lands weren't also the Council of Vicars, at any rate, and no one was likely to press the Lord Protector of Siddermark too hard on any diplomatic fictions he chose to maintain. Besides, the real reason Avram uses Kiley is to underscore the fact that whatever he's about to tell me is important, and that he was never here. "This is an unexpected pleasure, Master Kiley," he said calmly. "May I offer you some refreshment?"
"That's very kind of you, Ambassador," his guest said. "Unfortunately, I'm rather pressed for time this afternoon. Perhaps some other day."
"Of course," Dragoner murmured, and gestured courteously at the comfortable chair facing his desk. He waited until Kiley had seated himself, then settled back into his own chair. "May I ask you what brings you here this afternoon?" he asked politely.
"As a matter of fact," the Siddermarkian said, "a rather remarkable message crossed my desk this morning. A message from Chancellor Trenaire to Lord Wallace."